BODS, back to serve you, all 51 of you. Thank you, Facebook.com. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Actually, from the last podcast to this podcast, we have gained 2 likes.
Thank you, thank you.
51.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
I feel fulfilled.
I do, too. I do, too. To my right, I have...
Carlo.
And to my left...
Zach.
I'm your host, Dylan. We are talking about tattoos on girls. Gentlemen, your thoughts.
So, obviously, we have the ever-present tramp stamp, which is traditionally a tribal design. You know, it's right above the buttocks. We've all seen them before. They're not as popular these days.
Yeah, no, they're not, but it's... wouldn't you be sad if you were the girl that originally got the tramp stamp before it was called a tramp stamp? Like, that's just where you wanted a tattoo. She's probably about, what, 45 at this point?
It's unfair
50.
To her. It's unfair,
yeah,
unfair
yeah,
to her.
A little older.
She's like, I came up with that. Like, nobody was doing that, and then everybody did it.
Pioneer.
Because
pioneer.
You were doing it. You
right,
know,
right.
I get that.
Now it's called a tramp stamp, and that's just kind of unfair to her.
Well, you got to think about it. There are still women getting the tramp stamp.
I don't think there are.
There are.
Really?
I think they're either there or they're not.
This day and age?
Yeah, this day and age. Well, I mean, we live in Los Angeles. It's kind of cutting edge, but fuck, move up. It is.
Do you mind the trans?
We are on the cutting edge of tattoo technology in Los Angeles.
A little, you know. We're in cosmopolitan environment.
Lasers are going to do tattoos now. Putting tattoo guys out of business.
Yeah, well, shit, man. Most of the people that actually got tramp stamps, when were they popular? 97? When did they get big?
Yeah, well, that's when probably when the phrase came about of trans stamp.
I guess.
Do you guys like tramp stamps?
No.
No.
Never seen a good one.
Never seen a good one.
I feel like I've seen a...
Like on the right body, the right like curvature,
yeah,
there's
but see,
a cute
that's
one
not,
right there.
That's not a good spot to accentuate a curve. It's like on a flat surface. Probably the only good tramp stamp that I could ever see was one that looked like a coaster so I could put my beer on
wow.
it while I'm fucking the girl from behind.
We're not even 2 minutes in.
Let's drink some beer and rape, everybody.
Wow. Yeah, hey, started really.
No, I'm just saying, like, I never seen a good one. Like, there's been good tattoos. Like, I like tattoos on girls. I do. I don't like excessive tattoos on girls.
Right. It's a little, it takes away from their femininity.
It does. They have to get it in, like, the right, like, on the side of their body, like, accentuating a curve or something.
Right, right.
Like, that's cool. But when they get, like, say, like, one, like underneath their navel or something, that's going to get stretched out, like you know when
like
there's, Gumby? Like, a graphic on a balloon and then you pop the balloon? And then the graphic looks all weird.
Yeah, right.
That's what's gonna happen.
So where's the favorite? Where's the favorite spot that you guys like a tattoo?
Well, first off, I think that tribals are not a girl's friend. Like I think
no,
tribals
not
don't
at
work
all.
On girls.
Only
at
Samoans
at all,
and they're big men.
Nothing works on the Samoan.
Yeah, if we even have
paper bags worked on Samoan girls.
Wow,
it's
if
true.
We even have
it's a big bag.
I was talking about a guy.
It's like a Costco bag.
If we even have a single female listener, which I would be surprised to find. Word of advice,
God,
don't. If you're thinking about getting a tribal tattoo,
don't
get a tribal
go
tattoo.
Into therapy, talk to them about why you hate your dad, and then get something different.
All right, so if you...
Well,
if,
I mean, like, what works on girls? What works on
that's
girls?
What I'm saying. Let me ask you this. Is there a girl you're like, oh, she's kind of attractive, but you see a tattoo in a certain area, like, oh, she's more attractive.
Okay, first of all, no face or neck. That's just...
Obvious.
That's tacky.
Question. No.
No hands.
No legs.
No legs. Oh, God.
No legs.
Don't
you dare tattoo your legs.
God.
Keep it above the fucking pussy bitches.
Because that's... okay.
And I'm off. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We're still here. I'm
go
kidding.
Home. Go. Oh,
wow. That was... Yeah. All right. No. Like there are tattoos that a girl can get that can you know, look very feminine and make them look attractive. Sure, whatever. But there are certain areas that... Pardon my misogyny here, but there are certain areas that I consider man's land.
Pardon my... Excuse me. That's my misogyny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just
getting past. Just getting past. Right there.
Just
right
there.
Excuse me. Sorry.
No, but seriously, there are certain areas, and this may come off a little pompous, but there are certain areas that I consider to be man's land. You don't tattoo... This area.
Is that area between San Vicente and La Cienega?
Yeah, actually, it's between foot and vagina. And also on nipples. God damn. If you tattoo,
oh, wait.
If you
wait.
Tattoo a nipple...
No. Okay, it's a weird thing that I've seen recently, but girls are getting the same color as their nipple but they're making their nipple instead of a circle into a heart.
Ooh, that's actually the sexiest thing. You sent me that at work, and I was enthralled. Yep. I couldn't even focus.
Did you see this?
It's nipple hearts. It's kind of weird.
So it's like a tan ink.
It's like they got like, well, basically they had like a red or a pink coloring that they just did the whole nipple in, and then they made it like a heart. It's like a little heart on the nipple.
And it's colored the same color as the surrounding areola.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
there you go, big guy. Right there.
Look at that.
Probably could find you a better one, but that's
not a really good one.
Well, I mean, the majority of them aren't going to be good, but there was one.
There's some that are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's real.
But heart nipple, like that, like right there. Go to heart nipple.
Fans, Google heart nipple.
Go to Google
and take a look and enjoy what
I'm
you not, see.
Wow, that, I'm so glad that we actually talked about this, because if I was actually caught off guard by this, I was with a girl and she had a heart nipple, I would totally be calling you guys like, oh my god. Fucking weirdest deformity I've ever seen.
I don't know if her mom was a Care Bear or not.
She was giving me the Care Bear stare, man, I swear to God.
No, but it's like a weird thing. Like, it's not... I wouldn't say I would like it on every girl, but if a girl had tattoos and she had a heart nipple, I wouldn't be opposed to
that. Okay, from what I'm looking at, that is...
He grows on me, too.
About 8 inches.
Yeah, stacked.
From the floor.
Stacked.
This is a man's podcast. But okay, so looking at that, that's relatively tasteful. You know, that's...
Tasteful. It's something you'd like
I'm
on
being
your,
generous. Maybe I'm
like
being
the
generous.
The mother of your child. Like, you'd like that on the mother of your child.
Arm tattoos.
I don't want to see it. Like, man, can you imagine? Like, your kids breastfeeding, and you're just seeing this heart that they're sucking on? It's like, what?
I used to suck them hearts.
What about arm tattoos?
Arm tattoos, there is a certain porn star out there. Her name is Janine Lindemann. And she's
How do you
got,
spell that? That's the worst name, porn name I've ever heard in my entire life.
For the podcast listeners out there, do you remember the nurse from the Blink 182 cover?
Bingo.
Ooh, yes.
That's her.
Yeah.
That's easier way.
She was actually married to Jesse James.
Yes.
Who then married Sandra Bullock.
Right.
Yeah. Same girl.
Same girl. And I gotta say, like, she went a direction with it. It was very feminine. It was all floral. Both of her sleeves were all floral.
It's feminine tattoo.
Which is feminine. I can totally get behind.
It's pretty. It's pretty.
She made it work. Dylan's looking at it right now.
I am. I'm getting a good look at it. I like it. I approve.
And she's got full sleeve tattoos, and like that's one of them that I've seen. That's like I can honestly say, yeah, that you know, I can get behind that. That's not bad.
Yeah, no. Feminine tattoos on females is great.
Delicate. You want something pretty.
Something pretty.
Color.
Something on this, like the size.
Sure.
Nothing in the middle. Like, I don't want to see a chest piece on a girl.
Hold on. No. God, okay. No. Like, girl. Okay. We're probably going to eventually have a listener that has, who's a female that has a full chest piece. With, like, the heart, with...
And unsubscribe now, you fucking whore! Stop listening to us, you trash! Stay subscribed.
Don't listen to him. You're still invited. But I'm talking, like, the heart with the wings coming off of it, and there's just rays and all this color,
yes.
And you have damaged your chest.
I'm sorry, you already got something fantastic on your chest. It's called tits.
Thank you. That's right. Well said.
Keep it simple, sluts.
Keep it simple.
Kiss.
Keep it simple, sluts.
Keep it simple, sluts.
Actually, yes. Fucking... Well said. Yes, you already have something amazing. They're called tits. Like,
and you got curves. You got hips. So if you have a tattoo, accentuate it with right there. Like right there on the curve of it.
Sure.
Or something right there. Don't fuck with the legs. Nobody wants to see tattoos on legs.
Man.
You know who has tattoos on legs? Fucking white trash.
Yeah.
And I've already seen Zach's mom, and it's not pretty.
No. Wow.
God, that flowed beautifully.
Really? Where did that come from?
I'm sorry.
We're talking about moms now?
She has a full leg of Abe Vigoda tattoos.
Hey, you shut your
Do
mouth.
Do not want to see it.
She likes her Abe Vigoda.
She loves... He's a saint.
But, okay, we've all been at bars, for example, where we like...
I've never been to a bar.
We live in Los Angeles, as we keep saying.
You punk rockers, you. You love
no, but like,
punk
I've been at bars like some absolutely drop-dead, gorgeous girl... With this fucking huge, multicolored chest piece just fucking up her whole chest. And I'm like kind of looking at it like, man, why did you do that?
You know what I see when I see that? You know what I see that? A lack of a high school diploma. That's what I see.
Or, if that.
I mean, they think they're being artistic, I want to say.
It's
like,
not.
It's a weird...
It's you know, psychologically, it's actually really weird because it's like, it's covering yourself, but at the same time, it's showing it to everybody else. So, like, what is that about? Like, that's like a
You can't really hide. Like, fuck, girls wear tank tops. You cannot hide a chest piece, and that's the intention. Like, you want to have this thing to, like, look at me. I've got this huge chest piece. Like, actually, you look so much less feminine now that I'm not even going to really talk to you.
It's a little intimidating, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, God, do you even, are you going to fuck me? Because I want to fuck you. You're going to fuck me.
I have three small tattoos. Okay, so if the girl has a full fucking chest piece and two sleeves, I'm like, well, shit. Like, you obviously, you've been to the mountain.
Her name might be Chris.
The Mountain of Madness.
You've been to the mountain and back, and then went back. And you actually have a condo timeshare on the mountain. I do that a lot of the time. And I just went once with my dad when I was 12.
And I got my girlfriend Slips, who's I'm not dating anymore. It's
And a Roman numeral to remind you how fucking old you are.
Yes, I have on my right bicep a imprint of an ex's lips that I got tattooed.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said forever.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Hey, come on.
Two things last forever. One is age.
Actually, they're hearing that. I've heard it's weird.
And one is tattoos. One of them obviously wasn't my ex-girlfriend. Because she's not there anymore. But, okay, so I have that. And then I have a tattoo on my lower left front abdomen.
That was your first one, right?
That was my first one. I got one.
Oh, it's this super sweet devil face?
No.
Oh, my God.
Here's the foresight of 17-year-old Carlo. That devil is looking down at my penis. So whenever a girl blows me, she's like, she looks at the devil. He's like, yeah.
No, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try to justify a poorly chosen fucking...
Well, we also said that the most recent tattoo you did with your best friend, Lauren.
I have on my left
forearm. It was sweet.
Forearm.
It was sweet. It was well.
I got a birthday tattoo with my friend Lauren. Yeah. We got 29. And that's cool.
I'm totally behind that. I may... And this is completely... I'll be completely honest, I'm probably going to get the Roman numeral as well.
Which one?
29.
You're going to get my tattoo?
Fuck you, it's not your tattoo, it's a number.
It literally is my tattoo. Like, it's on my skin. You can see it right now.
I know.
I can see through your white t-shirt, your shitty Firefox tattoo on your chest.
Let's not call them shitty.
Well, what would we call them? Mistakes?
Actually, no. I would call them
regrets.
Mishaps.
I would call them absolutely.
If you, for the
are you
going to
shave?
If I can visualize what's on Zach's.
Oh, so now it's my turn. So we're
it's your turn right now.
My turn. Okay.
It's like two tribal wolves that are snarling at each other.
Not snarling.
And looking at the middle of his bird chest and saying to each other. This was a bad idea.
Get us off of this!
And for the guy that doesn't like tribal tattoos, he has another one on his right shoulder to bicep of a tribal rose.
It's a black rose.
It's a tribal rose.
It's a black rose.
It's a tribal
It's a dying rose.
It's,
no,
it's dead. Because I want the girls to know that I'm masculine, yet feminine.
Tattoos are obviously the most subjective thing. They are your body. You put them on your body. And there's really no explanation that you have to give
them. Why do you hate your body?
So, that being said, here I am
Why does your body...
I will explain.
Why does your body look like an Affliction t-shirt?
Fuck you. Really? That... is offensive.
It is offensive to my vision.
How dare
Thank you.
You
for wearing a shirt today.
Anyway, there is... Okay. On my chest, I have a tattoo of two wolves, and they're Yeah, I do. And to give an explanation, there is a old Cherokee legend. I am fractionally...
Not Cherokee.
So am I. I am fractionally Cherokee,
which explains...
And I would never do that.
Actually, everyone in this room is fractionally Cherokee, aren't you?
No.
You're Indian.
No.
You're not Indian?
No.
Then why can't you grow a beard?
Because I choose not to.
Bullshit.
Because he's Filipino.
You can't grow
a beard. I'm part Filipino, you jackass.
Filipinos can't grow beards?
No.
Oh, well, that's news to me.
Not very well.
I'm not part Cherokee, but my ancestors killed Cherokees. No. So that was kind of...
There's another thing to disagree about.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. I personally can't grow beards because I have Native American blood in me, and... There's been this legend.
You're white as a ghost.
I
there's got to be like other reasons than just the fact that is that proven?
Genes.
I'm Native American. I'm more
DNA.
Native American than you, and I can grow a fucking amazing beard.
You are obviously not more Native American.
But I'm
American
also Italiano. Hey, mambo.
Anyway, so the legend goes, there's an old Cherokee grandfather, and he's sitting down, and this is, I love this story, obviously. Love it well enough to tattoo it.
Love it enough to bullshit it on your chest.
There's an old Cherokee grandfather, he's sitting down with his two grandsons.
And he says, young whippersnapper, wow. You get wolf tattoo on chest.
Wow. Are we really, let me get through this.
Sorry, go ahead.
You can get through it.
Two grandsons, they say to him, they say, Grandfather, tell us a story, tell us the legend about the two wolves. And he says, well, inside of every person there are two wolves constantly fighting for your inner soul. One of them basically comes down to everything good. One of them comes down to everything bad. The way if I were to lump those into two words, to me, it means fear and will.
Okay.
One of them being fear, one of them being will. All
right.
And they're at this constant fight for your for dominance over your inner soul. And the one of the grandsons says to the grandfather, he asks, so which one of them wins? And the grandfather responds,
the shitty tattoo.
Wow, you just really, wow.
I looked at those
I'm about to deliver the punchline of this fucking story and you really
I look at those stats really quick. I look at those tattoos.
You just created this whole moment of people listening, and you.
Hold on. I will fear the end of that story.
Let me just say,
God, you are amazing.
I look at those tattoos really quick, and I see either top or bottom. Let me say.
All right, listeners, don't listen to these two fucking yokels.
Sorry.
Anyway,
beautiful story.
I can't believe you did that. The grandson asks the grandfather which one of them wins, and he says, the one I feed. Thank you.
Okay. I like that. I like that, actually. So that's why you got him? So which one are you?
Where'd you hear that story?
You fed your desire to get a tribal tattoo? Is that what is on your chest now?
Tribals can look good.
No.
Yeah, they can.
No. You just said that tribals look bad.
What were we talking about?
Women.
We were talking about women.
Women.
Yeah,
tribals are not a woman's friend.
I don't know if listeners, if you can see another listener, everybody raise your hand.
Let's not short sell this show. Okay, I'm sick of that. Let's be positive.
I'm just saying.
Okay. That's fine. That's okay. So what's the fucking tribal rose thing then?
Well, if I was to explain it, it would say that
there was an old Indian man.
No. it's a black rose. It covers my shoulder down to my. Almost my elbow, and it basically just means that beauty is flawed.
Oh, that's so deep.
Deep shit, right?
Did you read that on the back of a gum wrapper?
No.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It just basically means beauty is flawed. Like, look, a rose is a symbol of beauty, and
black, so you decided to be, you know, no beauty in having shitty fucking tribal tattoos.
They're not shitty tribal tattoos. I like them. They're fucking subjective, and
you gotta
like
them because you gotta live with them.
Oh, cool. How's that tattoo on your arm with that chick that you're not dating anymore?
Hey, I turned this into a fucking great story. Hey. Like, hey, what are those lips for? I'm like, oh, you know, my fiance who died in a plane crash while trying to deliver African babies.
Wow, good thing we're going to.
Hey, you know what I like? The new segment we're about to come back to you at with Carlo's Rant. Get a load of this. We will be right back. You guys stay tuned.
He's the host.
That's right. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to the show, BODS, Benevolent Order of Disagreement Society. Trying out a new segment called Carlo's Rant. This is where Carlo rants about something that's on his mind, that pisses him off, that makes him the crazy, angry bastard that he is. Carlo, what are you ranting about today? The floor is yours.
Cigarette smoke in Los Angeles, right? We already have bars that close at 2 a.m., which is sooner than any other bar in the fucking country. If you go to New York...
Not true.
Fuck you. If you go to New York, they close at fucking 4. If you go to fucking Baltimore, they close at fucking 4.
You've never been to Hawaii. They close at...
Who goes to Hawaii besides fucking stupid people who want to have kids over there that look like you? Here's what I'm saying. Fucking cigarette smoke. You can't smoke outside in the air. In fucking God's green earth, you can't smoke outside of a restaurant within 10 fucking feet of a bar! People drink at bars! What happens when you drink? You fucking drink a little bit, you get behind your car, you fucking kill somebody. That's a lot quicker than fucking lung cancer, okay? If I'm paying to get into a fucking bar, and I'm paying for my fucking drinks, I need to step outside and have a fucking cigarette. Oh no! What's gonna happen, Carlo? We're all gonna die of emphysema! Who gives a shit? You'd rather die of that when you're fucking young? You'd rather die when you're fucking 80 of fucking Alzheimer's and you can't even remember your fucking kid's name? Which one would you rather have? I'd rather suck on a fucking Pall Mall outside of a bar and just take it into my lungs and smoke it out. You know why? Because this thing. When somebody comes up to you and they say some fucking bullshit at a bar, you know what the best thing you can do is? Blow the smoke in their fucking face. You say, hey, this was just in my body, and I'm gonna blow it in your fucking face, because fuck you. That's what I wanna do. I wanna smoke 17,000 cigarettes while having one gin and tonic, because that's me, and I'm a goddamn American. That's what fucking happens. I'm sorry. Okay, what, you got fucking Gay Pride Day? You got fucking, oh, let's fucking do a Million Man March? I want every fucking smoker who stands outside of a goddamn building to get together and say, hey, Washington, go fuck yourself. We're breathing in carbon monoxide. We're fucking drinking tap water that has fucking who knows what the fuck's in it. We're drinking alcohol already. There's weed dispensaries on every fucking corner of the city I live in, and I can't even smoke a fucking cigarette? Are you fucking kidding me? You're taxing me through the fucking nose for these things. And by the way, that's the only tax that every fucking American pays. It's on a fucking cigarette. They don't pay the fucking income taxes. You have fucking foreigners from out of this country staying in this country for fucking years. The only tax they pay? Cigarette tax. You know why? Because cigarettes are fucking delicious and everybody likes to fucking smoke.
Rich people love to smoke.
That's it. That's all I want to say. If you... Oh my god. If I have to move one more foot from a fucking entrance of a place that I paid to get into to smoke the cigarettes that I bought with the taxes that are paying for fucking shit, I will lose my goddamn mind. I want to... When I fucking die... I want to be cremated. You know why? Because it creates smoke. And I want that to fucking permeate the fucking neighborhood that the goddamn fucking funeral home's inside of. Because fuck you, I like to smoke, and that's it.
Well, I think that segment, I think that segment is a keeper. Wow. I do think so. Well,
take a break. He needs a cigarette.
We'll be right back with another segment that we have yet to figure out. We'll take a break. Coming right back. Yes, we are back. I'll stop at YouTube Con with the clapping. Makes me want to dance. Hope you're enjoying the show thus far. We are on, of course, and we have another segment we want to introduce to you. It's called Great Bad Advice. This is where we pick a topic, and we give you great advice that may sound like bad advice, but I'm pretty sure you will be convinced after hearing it that it is indeed great advice. Today's topic, condoms. Zach, you know a lot about not wearing a condom. You start us off.
Condoms. You know, God, we're fed all this fucking, actually, bad advice as to, you know, you avoid sexually transmitted diseases. You avoid...
Not proven.
Completely not proven. Unfounded.
Avoid pregnancies.
What the hell?
It's a crapshoot.
Man, my God. Wow, this is gonna come off a little crazy, but how many times I've actually pulled out and
exploded
my load all over somebody's back, and chest, face, stomach,
you know why?
Stomach,
you know why?
Whatever.
That's the feeling. That's the feeling of warm love on your back.
Yeah,
that's
seriously
what that is. Hey, you did your job. You know why you did your job? Because you're covered in my spunk.
That's a connection.
Exactly.
That's a connection.
You put a condom on, it's like, look, you know what? When I'm watching my favorite show, I want to put a fucking screen over the television so I can actually just kind of see through it as like a foggy semblance of what I wanted it to be. No! I would rather see the show the way I want it to fucking look.
You know how
I'm not going to put a fucking condom on to know what it feels like to have sex.
You know how this In-N-Out burger would taste fantastic if I put it inside of a dish glove and ate it?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No,
realistically.
There's certain things. I mean, we're built in a specific way. We are. It's like millions of years of evolution have created my cock. And my cock has shape to it. And when you put a fucking condom on it, it's a cylindrical tube. It's a cylindrical tube.
Restriction, people. Restriction.
All those lovely ridges and all those little tapers and everything that's there. All the genital warts that I have. It just makes a sensation so much better.
And,
like,
And why do you have genital warts? Not from not wearing a condom.
No, it's because I didn't pray. Yeah,
exactly. It's from not praying.
You didn't cross yourself enough. You did not cross yourself enough.
Like, fucking, come on, think about it.
Like, and
I'm going to go into one of the most fucking wonderful experiences of a human being's life with a fucking filter on it. Why would I do that?
You know why girls are fat? Because they fuck with condoms.
Yes.
It's a proven fact.
That's proven.
It has nothing to do with cheeseburgers.
No, not at all. Too much diet soda, nothing like that. It's actually a chemical reaction that you have genetically from the latex in condoms.
And
it
that
blocks
is truth.
The hot gene, medical term, and it inhibits all the sexy genes, medical term, and just lets the fat gene go.
That's medical term.
Medical term. Medical right. term.
Now, point of this, and of the situation, you're out there, you're thinking, oh, wow, why are these guys telling us not to wear condoms? Why would they give us that kind of great bad advice? Because it is good advice. You know what? You want to, like, hey, if there's any young listeners listening to us out there, if you haven't had sex, my God, your first time going into a sexual experience, you're going to wear a fucking condom? You are shortchanging yourself,
sir. And by the way, what, you're like 14, 13, first time you're having sex? That bitch ain't been nowhere.
With
you're
a condom on?
Shit.
That's not sex.
First
that's not
flower.
What it feels like.
And where can you even get a condom for a 14-year-old?
Seriously.
Like you need to get like those weird finger condoms that they have like
yeah.
at the pharmacy. You can't wear a regular condom. You can't even wear a kimono, which is an Asian condom.
And not to mention feeling something. Did you like to feel things?
Yeah.
We're human beings. We like to feel.
That's
men
what
don't,
sex is.
Men yeah. don't feel.
And my God, like no matter how many fucking ribs or bells and whistles they put on any kind of latex condom, do you really think, we as men, do we really think that this is actually giving the girl any more pleasure whatsoever? You put fucking ribs on a condom and she's going to all of a sudden have a fucking stronger orgasm?
And what I fucking hate is on the condom it says ribbed for her pleasure. What about my fucking
pleasure?
What about me? What about the person that's creating the pleasure? I shouldn't have pleasure? It's all for her?
And I'm sorry, Trojan Magnum, thin, not thin enough.
Not thin enough.
You don't wear Magnums.
Yes, I do.
You scallywag.
Well, and another thing on that, I just had $1 million idea for all you guys out there. You want to make the girl feel comfortable, you want to make her feel like you're doing the right thing, I'm going to make breaks in 2 minutes condoms. That's right. She sees you put it on, the tip of that shit bursts in the fucking first 2 minutes. It's all raw dog after
and
that.
And like, you're not doing that anyway.
And
like
she feels that, and she loves it even more.
Oh, she does. And you know what? You know when you want to feel something? It's when you're in love. So all the people that have sex with condoms, they're not in love. They're just dirty fucking whores.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? How dare you? And another thing, one size fits all condoms? Fuck you, condom maker.
No.
My penis is not the size of Carlo's, nor is it the size
of... It's smaller.
Penis. So small.
Well... We're not getting into that. We're on the same.
I'm a girthy man. I need a girthy condom. Women love girth. Give me the condom called girth.
4 inches, but the girth of a Costco soup can.
Yeah.
It's
no
ridiculous.
Condom fits that.
It's ridiculous.
I have to put bike tires on it. So that doesn't even make sense.
We've all, if there's any adults listening, forget our younger listeners who may not have had sex before, but you, if guaranteed, if you had any experience whatsoever with a condom, you have done the condom dance.
I'm going to close this off by quoting Pedro from the real world San Francisco.
Ooh, good one.
Who died of AIDS? Don't use condoms.
Oh. Wow, I feel like we have to cap it with that. I had something, but...
You can't beat that quote. That is a quote that drives you home, BODS listeners. Please tune in to the next episode. Thank you so much.
Take
guys.
That to the bank!
Take that to the bank. Great bad advice. Signing out. We'll see you next time.
BODS.